I speak to a different member of Brentwood Council every week, and today we're back with Greg Campbell. He's the Director of the Environment at Brentwood Council, and he's going to be chatting to us with this week's council update. So very good morning.
Good morning, Michelle. Good morning.
How are you today?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Busy, as you can imagine.
And you're back on the radio. You decided you liked it so much you come back.
It was a nice experience speaking to you last time, so yes. And yeah, I'm lucky enough to be invited back.
But we're going to kick off first with Armed Forces Day.
Yeah, Armed Forces Day this Monday. And obviously we're celebrating or commemorating that to celebrate our Armed Forces Day. Obviously, bearing in mind what is going on at the moment with COVID-19, we're respecting that and making sure that everyone's social distances. But at Brentwood Council, we will be commemorating that, as we would do, with a flag that will be going up outside the town hall this Monday coming up at Brentwood Borough Council. We're raising the flag. We're not actually having a specific time to do that. We're just raising the flag. So we're kind of honouring that. We're not encouraging people to come along and be standing around only because of the social distancing aspect. Yeah. We don't want to encourage that really too much at the moment.
The high street, things are moving, people are getting back out there again. Very important to shop local, as we keep saying, because we want those businesses still there in the next couple of months. So what have Brentwood Council put in place to make sure shopping is safe?
Definitely encouraging people to shop local. But obviously what we are doing is asking people to be obviously aware of the social distancing. And to assist that, the guys at Brentwood Council, especially Laurie Edmonds, been out, and the guys from the depot putting social distancing stickers on the pavements. We've been putting posters up, encouraging people back to the high streets. That's Brentwood, Ingatestone and Shenfield. Yeah. We're providing kind of arrows just to nudge people to walk on certain sides of the pavement to kind of respect each other and respect queuing and everyone else. So we're trying to assist as much as possible with that kind of message. So when people do come to Brentwood, they respect everyone, they feel safe, yeah, and they feel happy that they can continue shopping and support those local businesses that we need to so continue in our borough.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, make sure you do shop local because it will make a difference. If you want to keep the high street, then as Chris always says, Chris Ossock, you need to go out and actually use the high street.
Yes, definitely.
Is there any plans for maybe the restaurants or coffee shops? Are they opening or are they open? Or the pubs? Any ideas yet?
Yeah, an initial information that was coming out from government is there's potentially the 4th of July, I believe.
Yep.
They haven't confirmed that as yet, but I think that's been a date that has been spoken of, but it hasn't actually, as far as I'm aware, been confirmed yet. But that could be the time, or that was what they were looking at as the time that maybe more relaxation of the lockdown comes into place, and potentially pubs and some of the restaurants may open at that time.
Now, we're going to talk about the recycling bags, because I know there's been lots on social media about it. Some people happy, some people not very happy. Tell us, first of all, the recycling bags, what's changed, and also what goes into what bag?
The scheme will come live on the 3rd of August. And what's really changed is at the moment most people use one orange recycling sack and they put all their mixed recycling into that sack and they leave it and it gets collected. That then goes off, but there's a few processes that that has to go through before that recycling within that bag can then be actually redistributed and reused.
Mm.
What we're doing now is splitting that bag out so everyone will receive a blue bag, which is for your paper and cardboard, and a white bag, which is for your tins and plastic. And what that enables us to do is actually take that recycling straight away from where we pick it up. It will be then taken straight to the manufacturers or the companies who will be able to turn those goods straight into the produce that we can reuse. So we're taking a few steps out of the cycle, which is good for the environment because there's less travel and less processes in place. And we're protecting the environment because we're identifying exactly the things that need to go into those bags, the paper, the cardboard, and in the other bag, it's the plastic and the tins. And what will happen is over the next 3-4 weeks, everyone should receive their new bags. I think next week we're starting, and next week it's the kind of Brentwood Central area. So those living around the areas of Rose Valley, King's Chase, St. Thomas's Road and Ongar Road down to the Robin Hood, around those areas should receive their recycling bags, their new ones. Along with that, there'll be a new calendar for 1 year. Now, we're doing a paper calendar this year, so everyone gets one. After this year, it'll be online, So people can download it online, or it'll be available on request. So we're kind of thinking about the environment in the future. But this year we will provide a paper copy for everyone to look at the calendar. That will tell them exactly when they should put which bag out and what else they put out with that bag. Also receive some instructions as well on that. And it will go live on the 3rd of August. I know you mentioned also there's been, you know, 1-2 people asking questions. So they're worried about the bags blowing away. We can confirm that they've got a weight in them, or they're weighted by 400 grams. I think Council Leader Chris Hossack actually did a demonstration that we put online this week, using a leaf blower to really try and prove to people that it would be very difficult for them to blow away in normal conditions. We've also got frequently asked questions that are on the website. So if anyone's interested, go to the Brentwood Council website, have a look. There's some information there. There's also a video on how this is going to work and how the scheme works, and more information detailing exactly what can be put into those bags.
Now, where did this actually come from? Because I think sometimes people think, well, you know, people have just made their minds up. Nobody was consulted. They've just gone ahead and had bags made, you know. So this has actually come from a different area in Essex. And also it's to do with saving money. So where did it originate from? And how much is the saving going to be for Brentwood?
Yeah, I wish I could claim I came up with this idea, but I certainly didn't.
Yeah.
We've actually seen it in a couple of areas, but one area that's right next to us on our doorstep is Chelmsford. They've already introduced a similar scheme, and we had a look at their scheme. We checked those out. We had a look at a couple other schemes around as well, and hopefully we've improved our scheme. I don't want to kind of say we're better than Chelmsford, but I'd like to think we are. But our bags have been designed so that actually they've got a proper lid, Velcro lid on them, so they can be stored inside or outside. They won't. They shouldn't get wet if we fold them over properly. And in terms of saving, there's two savings here. One is the environmental saving, because it's over around, I think, 3 million plastic bags, the orange plastic bags, that we put into the system. So we wanted to stop that as soon as we could. So we've stopped that immediately. And actually stopping that means that actually we're going to make a saving on those bags straight away of around about £100,000 pounds a year.
Yeah.
And that goes towards the, obviously, the deficit that we've got, because government funding has reduced for us. So there's quite a lot of benefits. But what we did with Chelmsford, we went and talked to them. We asked them, looked how it was the scheme was put in, and we asked some of their residents, some of them actually worked for us, and they found the scheme, and they said, not a problem at all. They don't have issues with it blowing away, and they've got into it quite well, and they're doing what we're going to hopefully be do. But hopefully, as Brentwood, we'll do it better. The old orange bags, I mean, they're like a very thin waste bag, really.
Yep.
So you not necessarily wipe them down, because they weren't reusable. They were just, once they're used once, they're thrown away. Right. Whereas these bags, we reuse them. They should have a shelf life of around 5 years.
Yeah.
And we're also telling, one of the other questions, people thought they wouldn't be big enough, or they won't be big enough. Hopefully they will. We've done some research on what we thought would be big enough, looking at Chelmsford, looking at what we produce as a borough. But if people do need, once they've started using them, they need an extra sack, let Brentwood Council know and we'll get you one. Because one, it's good for the environment and it's good for us. In terms of those in flats, obviously we provide communal bins. They're going to start to be changed over the next 2 months. And once they're changed over, a leaflet will be dropped in their door or wherever they pick their post up from, which will inform them that their communal bins have changed. Please start using them in the way that we want you to, i.e. one would be for paper and card and one would be for cans and plastics.
Yeah.
But again, if they want a blue bag or the white bag, they just need to let us know if they need more.
Excellent. Now, if you do want to find out more about the scheme, you will be able to see Chris Hossack doing some very nice acting, I feel, as well, on screen, showing the bags and what you need to put in them. So that is on your Facebook page for Brentwood Council, and you'll also find all the information on the Brentwood Council website as well. Any questions you need to ask, you should be able to find all of the answers there. And I know there are some people that are not particularly very happy with it, and it is a change of procedure, but it won't be changing back. That's basically now what's going to be happening.
Yeah, and I would say I can understand people are concerned about the change. We're trying to put out as much information as possible on Twitter, Facebook, on our website, and just so people are reassured that this is the right direction that we should be going in, and that we have thoughts about the scheme.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll get over some of those fears and concerns, and once they are into the scheme, give the scheme a try. Let's see how it works. because we really think it is a good scheme for the borough and the environment as a whole, and we just want everyone to engage with it. And if people want a reminder about their calendar dates in terms of when they're going, their deliveries pick up, they can opt for a text service that Brentwood runs. So if they go onto the website and they can opt for the text service, that will inform them every day on the day that their waste is to be collected. So it tells them what bags they have to put out.
Oh, quickly, I wanted to ask you as well, I forgot to mention, about the discretionary scheme. How's everything going with that?
£810,000 paid out to 129 businesses so far. First round, I think applications are now closed. That work's still ongoing, some of it, but that is what has happened. £810,000 to 129 businesses. If you wanted to get in touch with our economic development team at Brentwood Council, they may be able to help them to identify whether they can claim between £10,000 or a £25,000 grant.
Excellent.
That's for small businesses.
Brilliant. So will you be coming back again? Do you know who's on next week?
I don't know. I believe it may be Tracy Lilly.
Okay.
Is Director of Housing. But, yep. That would be confirmed by our colleagues in Communications Lawn who are coming next week. I would always love to come back. I love being able to give updates like this so we can inform the Brentwood residents of what's going on. Thank you for inviting us. It's nice to be able to do this, so really appreciate it, Michelle.
Brilliant. You have a lovely weekend, Greg, and thanks very much for all the updates.
No worries.
Take care. Bye-bye. That was Greg Campbell. He's the Director of the Environment at Brentwood Council.